Welcome to Any Questions. I'm Ian Pickus, and here with us in the studio, as he is at this time each week, is resident quizzer Mike Nothnagel. Hey, Mike.
Hey, Ian.
Excited to play our show tonight, as usual, but before we can do that, let's clear up my challenge from last time.
Okay.
I said, start with the name Gore Vidal. Rearrange the letters, and you can spell a two-word phrase that's a way of describing the Grand Canyon. What is that phrase?
That phrase is large void.
Why are you looking at me when you say that?
All right, Ian. On December 23rd, 1975, President Gerald Ford signed into law the Metric Conversion Act. The act declared the metric system, quote, the preferred system of weights and measures for United States trade and commerce, end quote, and commissioned the United States Metric Board to lead efforts in planning and education.
And we all lived happily ever after and never spoke of inches again.
The Metric Board was disbanded in 1982, partly because of its failure to effectively manage widespread implementation of the metric system. In honor of the Metric Conversion Act and subsequent efforts to metricize the U.S., this week each correct answer will contain a power of 10.
Uh-oh.
Don't worry. There aren't that many of them. On many license plates issued by the state of Wisconsin, it says America's Dairyland. Missouri license plates have featured the slogan, Show Me State. What phrase has commonly appeared on license plates from Minnesota?
10,000 Lakes.
Yes, 10,000 Lakes is correct. The nickname of Minnesota being the land of 10,000 lakes. And that slogan has been used since 1950, and the plate design that it appears on is virtually unchanged since 1978.
It's a great license plate.
Isn't it, though? A map of what fictional place, based on a real forest some 35 miles south of London, includes areas labeled Poo Trap for Heffalumps, Sandy Pit where Rue plays, and My House, the latter of which is next to a self-portrait of a young boy named Christopher Robin, the map's artist.
The Hundred Acre Wood?
Hundred Acre Wood is correct. And aficionados of those series of books probably already know that Christopher Robin in the books is named after and patterned after Christopher Robin Milne, the son of A.A. Milne. By what name do we know an archipelago in the St. Lawrence River that straddles the U.S.-Canada border, placing it partially in Jefferson and St. Lawrence counties in New York, that is actually comprised of almost double the number of entities its name suggests, and is possibly the point of origin for a popular type of salad dressing?
The Ranch Islands. No, Thousand Island.
That is correct. The Thousand Islands. And there are actually 1,864 islands, and apparently to be counted as an island in the Thousand Islands, this is the criteria. 1 square foot must be above the river's level year-round, and it must support at least 2 living trees.
Okay.
Gentlemen, we can rebuild him. We have the technology. We have the capability to build the world's first bionic man. Steve Austin will be that man. It's part of the opening of what 1970s TV show starring Lee Majors as the title character?
It's the $6 million man?
It is the $6 million man, yes. Not adjusted for inflation, of course. Yes, the $6 million man is correct, and the spinoff TV show to that starring Lindsay Wagner was called The Bionic Woman. And finally, what 1956 film was nominated for 7 Academy Awards, of which it won the one for Best Visual Effects, was at the time of its release the most expensive film ever produced, and was praised by film critic Leonard Maltin, who said it was, quote, vivid storytelling at its best. The parting of the Red Sea and the writing of the Holy Tablets are unforgettable highlights.
Thank you for that last part.
You're welcome.
10 Commandments.
The 10 Commandments is correct. And Cecil B. DeMille, who directed that movie, also directed a shorter, silent version of the 10 Commandments in 1923.
Ah.
Well, Ian got a perfect 10 out of 5 this week. I'm going to go convert that score into metric. In the meantime, write to us at quiz@wamc.org.
Or you can have exponentially more fun at wamc.org/anyquestions, where you can also see this week's challenge and some extra credit. Back to the challenge, Mike.
That was a math joke. Start with the phrase, powers of 10. Change one letter to an L, and you can rearrange the result to spell the 4-letter name of an animal with 4 legs and the 7-letter name of an animal with no legs. What are they?
Mike Nothnagel's Associate Professor of Mathematics at the Culinary Institute of America and a crossword constructor for the New York Times, Games Magazine, and other outlets. Mike, I will get rearranging. Merry Christmas, Happy Hanukkah, Happy Holidays, whatever it is to all of our listeners out there. And Mike, we'll see you the same time next week.
Sounds good. See you then.